Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back. We have a hot seat coming up. But this right here is a thrill for me. I don't think this has ever happened in the history of this show, that we have a guest on, and our co-host, Ruben Amaro Jr., actually signed him to play for the Sixers. He is now part of the broadcast team that does the San Diego Padres, who are in town for series this week. It is our honor to have on the show Tony Gwynn Jr. Hi, Tony.
How are you guys doing today? Ruben, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Tony? How are you?
I'm well.
It's good to hear your voice, man.
You as well.
Hey, Tony, what do you remember about your year here in 14?
It was a tough year for me. That was the year my dad passed.
Yep.
So, you know, I was dealing with that. But one of the things that stands out is, you know, after my dad's passing, coming back that next game and receiving the standing ovation from the Philly fan base is something I'll never forget and was so grateful for at the time. And although that was a tough year, I enjoyed my year here in Philly.
Well, I'm just curious, because before that you had been in Milwaukee and San Diego, which seemed, Tony, to be more forgiving as sports cities than us. Is that true? I mean, are they a lot different there?
It is a lot different. There's no doubt. The fan base here is very passionate about the game of baseball, and they know the game of baseball. And what I appreciated about it is it didn't necessarily have to do with you being a star. It just had to do with how you approach the game and how hard you play. And really, if you do those things, they're far more forgiving than, you know, if they feel like you're dogging it or you're not putting in 100% day in and day out.
You know, I'll tell you, Tony, one of the reasons we had such a great appreciation for your dad, at least I did, is because he played the game the way I love it to be played. Ball in play, contact, a lot of action in the field. Do you think, as you watch what's happening today in the game, it's as entertaining as it was in your dad's era?
No. I think the short answer is no, but I think there's a chance for it to come back around, and I think eventually it will. It was a different ball game. It wasn't driven by analytics and definite answers. You know, it was kind of an experiment where guys, you know, did whatever they had to do to find their way to keep the ball in play. And I think, you know, we've heard a lot of conversation this year about this baseball, and if this baseball is the ball to stay, we very well could see the game kind of turn back into ball in play, more line drives, more action. And as these new rules start to come in, I think it will aid in getting the game back to that.
Tony, I did a little research here of your career and your dad's. And one thing you had in common, you hit the baseball. You never struck out more than 65 times. Your father, God bless him, Tony, never struck out more than 40 in any season. And he batted like 700 times. All right. This is what I'd love to know. He was teaching you how to play baseball. You were a little kid, right, Tone?
Yeah.
Did he tell you to worry about your launch angle or your or did he teach you to hit the baseball?
No. The name of the game was hitting the baseball as hard as you could. But I grew up watching the game, as you guys did, where striking out was frowned upon. The walk back to the dugout was the most embarrassing thing that could happen to you in the game of baseball. And I just think teams really have got away from the emphasis of that. And, you know, for good reason in terms of winning ball games. It's proven that those three outcomes that we talk about all the time, home run, walk, strikeout, reign in baseball right now. And so when I was growing up, it was an embarrassment to strike out. And so We tried not to do it. Didn't mean you weren't going to do it. I mean, the game is hard. You're going to punch out from time to time, but you gave yourself no shot at all if you didn't put the ball in play. So that's how I was talking.
Right. You got a guy on the Padres right now, Tony. We argued for a whole off season about who was the better free agent to sign, Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. I don't think there was a bad decision. Both of them turned out to be terrific. Tell us a little bit about what Machado's doing right now.
I think the thing that Manny's doing this year that, you know, better than he has in a Padre uniform, and he's got to remember, Manny is so talented. He can do things with the bat in his hand that many can't do. And so that gets him into trouble sometimes. But this year, he has avoided chasing. I mean, he's seeing the least amount of strikes in the zone in all of baseball. But he's also been one of the most efficient with the bat in his hand in all of baseball. And it's because he's not chasing. He's forcing pitchers in the zone. And when they're in the zone, he's not missing. And that's what it really boils down to for him. For the last 3 years, he's done what he always does. But, you know, I think sometimes he felt the burden to try to do more. And I think this year he doesn't feel that burden. Even without Fernando Tatis Jr. in the lineup, I think he doesn't feel that burden, and therefore he's only attacking things in the zone, and that's why I think he's off to such a great start.
No, it's amazing. And when we were weighing the two, Tony, we were going, well, they both got kind of negatives. We're not sure how they are in a clubhouse and stuff like that. And Harper's been a model citizen. How has Machado been among his teammates? Have the fans embraced him? What about that part of it?
You know, what's interesting is both of them came into free agency at a really young age. And the thing about leadership is sometimes it takes some learning on how to be a leader, how to get grown men to kind of follow you in the direction that you see fit. And it's a learned attribute. I mean, everybody is not a born leader. And I think what we've seen in the last couple of years is Manny kind of come into his own. And I would say the same thing's probably for Bryce, because I played with Bryce when he was in Washington. And I think both of them had some growth that they had to go through to become the leaders that they are today. And I think they're both in a great spot in terms of leadership and how they go about their business. They, especially in Manny's case, he's a guy who really leads by example. He's not a big talker. He's actually pretty quiet to himself. But I think he's learned how to be the type of leader that can lead a team to a championship.
Man, there was no bad choice. I only got one other thing, Tony. Did you know when you were a player you're going to end up being a broadcaster?
You know, part of me did. I think as a little kid, as I was, you know, going through the game and my dad go through videos, I had the luxury of hearing all of these different voices kind of paint the picture of baseball. And, you know, when I was growing up, all the games weren't on TV like they are now. So a lot of times it was the radio that I got to listen to. And for me, getting to hear the different voices in the different cities, I think had a big impact. I didn't know it at the time, but I think towards the back end of my career, I knew I wanted to be close to the game. I didn't know if I could convince my wife to start over in the coaching realm. So the next best thing was to be able to talk about the game that I love.
Right. And I'm just curious, because you're in that booth now where, at least in the NFL, they're willing to pay analysts $18 million. when Tom Brady comes around, $37 million. Are you looking at that, Tony, going, wow, maybe I should have tried football?
Yeah, well, I'm certainly in the wrong sport if I'm looking to get that kind of loot. But you know, I love the game of baseball. I wouldn't change it. I've enjoyed this. Is the first year that we're getting to travel and being able to kind of develop the relationship with the players and be involved on the day-to-day basis with these guys, I've thoroughly enjoyed. So as much as, 18 to 30 million sounds fantastic, I don't think I'm in a better place than I am right now.
Tony, it's an honor to have you on. I don't have to tell you how beloved your dad was in our town and every town in the National League. And we wish you nothing but success, except we want you to lose this series. Okay? After that, nothing but success.
Fair enough.
Tony
fair
Gwynn
enough.
Jr.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Tony, thank you very much. What a class act.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.